This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 3rd, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Late last year, a vocal group of CFIs, upset with a few positions of the National Association of Flight Instructors in particular, and the way the board of directors is elected in general, formed a group calling itself TBO-NAFI. TBO demanded bylaw changes, including a board elected by the membership, but agreed to a truce until January 31st of this year. Yesterday, on the first full business day after the passing of the deadline, TBO-NAFI called off the truce, and things started happening quickly. As of our deadline for this AeroCast, 121 people had signed TBO's online petition, calling for the resignation of the entire NAFI board. TBO has also asked the EAA to terminate its affiliation with NAFI. NAFI Director Robert Wright resigned his seat and renounced his membership in the organization. TBO says the 9 members of NAFI's Professional Standards Committee have also resigned. Around 400 members of TBO are being asked to vote for a name for a new organization. Doug Stewart, 2004 National CFI of the Year and spokesman for the TBO-NAFI Interim Working Group, says TBO's emphasis will shift toward a positive look to the future. Doug will be my guest today on the Aero News special feature. There's more fallout from Patty Wagstaff's DUI arrest last July 31st at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. The aerobatic performer has settled the legal issues, but the Oshkosh Northwestern has received more details on the case through an open records request to the Winnebago County District Attorney's Office. Reports made by officers paint Wagstaff as intoxicated, stubborn, verbally abusive, and physically uncooperative. Wagstaff admitted Friday she probably did use a few choice words during her booking, quote, because I'm not used to being treated that way, unquote. She adds she made a mistake and got on the runway, but had a pass to be there, quote, it's totally normal, it's expected, it's another part of what's so bizarre about the whole thing, unquote. Alan Klapmeyer of Cirrus Design, which sponsors Wagstaff, said he saw no evidence of alcoholic issues when he talked directly to her 15 minutes before the arrest. Brazilian plane maker Embraer is pushing back against the claims of a widow who says she bribed officials of the Colombian government to facilitate the sale of an Embraer Super Tucano aircraft and is owed an $18 million bonus from the company for her part in the sale. The company admits having contracted in 2000 with Eximco, where Guillermo Garcia Gil worked, to promote the sale. But in 2002, the government decided not to buy, and the contract with Eximco ended 2 months later. Then, 3 years after that contract expired and 2 years after Gil's death, a new bidding process resulted in a sale to the government in a deal signed in December of 2005. Embraer calls the bribery allegations from Gil's widow libelous and says it's considering appropriate legal measures. The FAA yesterday renewed its urgent call for owners and operators of many legacy Cessna high-wing aircraft to inspect seat tracks on their planes for signs of potentially fatal wearing of the seat retention pins. The latest safety alert for operators concerns an airworthiness directive which calls for inspection and mandates the repair or replacement as necessary of those seat tracks. Failure of worn tracks has been noted as a factor in some departure stall accidents when pilots whose seats had suddenly slid backwards held onto control yokes. The agency notes that service difficulty reports and accident statistics suggest the AD is not being followed. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. AAI Acquisitions Plan B appears to be working out. Opponents of the expansion at O'Hare play the religion card. And here's why you should always pay attention in ground school. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.